An Obamacare program to help many of the working poor get health insurance through their employers is off to a slow start in New York. WNYC's Fred Mogul has more.
Companies with 50 or fewer employees aren't obliged to cover them, but backers of the federal and state health exchanges have been hoping they would under a voluntary program called SHOP. So far, though, many small business owners are sitting on the sidelines.
My instincts told me that it was too soon.
Monteith Illingworth owns a small PR firm in Manhattan with 4 employees.
I didn't want to take the risk the first year.
Illingworth already covers his workers, but his Oxford plan went up 25% last year, so he'd consider using the state health exchange if it would save him money without adding headaches, like limiting the number of doctors and hospitals to choose from.
Playing the numbers game, I stuck with the guys I knew and had the, you know, pedigree that they do.
Only about 10,000 New Yorkers are being insured through the small business exchange, compared with close to 400,000 through the much more publicized individual exchange. The state health department's Kelly Smith attributes much of the reluctance to fear of the unknown.
We're clearly very much in the early adopter phase.
Smith says some small business plans on the exchange are cheaper than traditional ones, and others are roughly the same cost, but they all have some advantages, too. The government gives eligible employers a tax credit to sweeten the deal, and the state exchange also lets employers give their workers a menu of plans to choose from. That hooked Chris Abati, who has a marketing firm with 10 employees. She's paying the same amount she did last year to each worker's premium. Then they get to pick whatever plan they want and pick up the balance.
We have one employee who's a new mother, and she wanted more of a fuller package, and another employee that is really young, just right out of college. So we could actually allow them to make a decision about how much they wanted to contribute once they knew our company's contribution to their plan.
If more small business owners follow Abati's lead, the state insurance program will grow, and it will have to, if New York is to reach its goal of insuring close to 500,000 people through the small business exchange within 3 years. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.